I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. This is the last show of 2020. It's been a weird year for us. It's been a weird year for a lot of people. We have new digs, new place to broadcast, and that means a whole new year to look forward to. More success. So we've had our successes, we've had our downfalls, but we're back on the track again. We're very happy to be broadcasting still. It's going to be our 26th year next year of broadcasting this program, and we're very excited about that. We're very happy that you're along for the ride, and we're very happy that you've helped us, keeping us alive here. And so again, 2020, it's going away. As they say, hindsight is 2020, and that's... Actually, that was the name of the show we did in the beginning of the year. Actually, Hindsight 2020 is what we call it. But this is Hindsight is 2020. I kind of did the semantics with my producers. And they said, you going to do that title again? I go, well, I added to it and, you know, everything. It's like, you got to say it one more time. Otherwise, you know, got to use it when you can and then throw it away in the dumpster fire that was 2020, the decade that was 2020, I guess. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, we're doing a year in reverse show tonight. And I was thinking about just, you know, what happened in the last year. Because, I mean, it just felt like 10 years in 1 year, 2020. And, you know, apart from COVID-19 and, George Floyd and the election. And I'm just going down the list of, impeachment and all that. And then in paranormal news, I mean, UFOs were the... with a hot topic. They're going to be even hotter next year, of course, because it's building. We're building for this disclosure stuff. And there have been a lot of stories. In fact, it was a big, big news story today in the paranormal world. And also, it was sad to see that Don Wells had passed away, who played Marianne in Gilligan's Island. And I just thought I'd mention that because, I mean, all of us grew up watching Gilligan's Island. And I think that means that Tina Louise is probably the last surviving member of the cast who played Ginger. So, you know, it's really sad to see her go. She was 82 years old. They said she died of COVID-19, complications of or complications with, I don't know. Anymore, you have to guess. I mean, COVID-19 is a story in 2020, the big one anyway. And like we said last night, there were a lot of things within that story that were censored. You know, there are a lot of things that happened in 2020. That if I were to talk about it, you'd say, really? That happened this year? I mean, you may not know it, even though... I think I mentioned it once. I don't know, maybe twice. Joe Biden, when he made his, you know, when he did his campaign slogan for the 2020 campaign was Build Back Better. Okay. That was his slogan, Build Back Better, which coincidentally, it's been a term that has been passed around for a long time with regard to the United Nations disaster relief. I mean, they used it for Haiti. And, of course, it's the phrase that globalists have used to describe the Great Reset. You look at what they say at the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab and the whole hee-haw gang. It's always build back better. That's what they say. And, of course, Biden would pop his head out of the basement periodically to stumble through a teleprompter speech where he was instructed to utter build back better three or four times just to get that out there. And then he moved on. Then Kamala Harris would hold back laughter and say, well, that's what real leadership looks like. And you know, it gets to a point where... You know, I remember when Sarah Palin was running with McCain. And if you recall, Sarah Palin, you know, she got a lot of attention because, of course, she was a vivacious woman and everybody thought she was amazing. And then people started making fun of her and it got really tacky after a while. And then if you, you know, watch any of the, you know, the so-called documentaries about the struggle, the horns that were locked between McCain and her, it was interesting because, you know, Sarah Palin wanted to be or wanted to have this like co-presidency type of thing. And McCain wouldn't have it. No, he wouldn't. And but now, you know, this is a co-presidency. This is a code to presidency is what I call it. Like codependency, code to presidency, where it's not going to be. I mean, you look at Time Magazine. Who was the person of the year? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. A person? They're both the same thing? Well, yeah, we might as well skip to 47 anyway, because that's what it looks like. But a lot of people have bought into this. They bought into it, and there are still others that can't believe or will believe that this is the direction we're headed. And they see that we are building better backwards. It's kind of like a whole bass backwards way of doing it. Build back better has been, like I say, it's the globalist slogan. It's been the globalist slogan for over a decade. The definition given by the United Nations is that it's a slogan that is a holistic concept using post-disaster reconstruction and recovery as an opportunity to improve a community's physical, social, environmental, and economic conditions to create a more resilient community in an effective and efficient way. That's from the United Nations website. So they've been using it. The United Nations. Now you get the gist of why this slogan is being flogged to death by not only Biden, but Joe Biden, but his globalist colleagues around the globe. I mean, they need a disaster. This is how they do things. They need a disaster, emergency, or crisis to build the new world in the image they desire. The Green New Deal with the global control, depopulation, transhuman chip sycophants ruled by oligarchs like Bill Gates, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Prince Charles, and the rest of the whole hee-haw Davos crowd. Oh, we can't forget Greta Thunberg. She's also part of the how dare you Davos crowd. They see the deaths of a few million people as an opportunity to lock down and control the planet. Zero carbon, they call it, you know? Just want to knock off everybody. It's a big stress on the carbon footprint of this planet. And these billionaire-funded, egomaniacal authoritarians, they have to have a disaster in order to build back better. Build back better. And so get ready for 2021 full of crisis, emergency, and death until these globalists get their way. Get ready for the backward world order where the serfs will own nothing and we'll all be happy about it. That's what they're planning on. I mean, the oligarch lords with their pseudo-communist friends with benefits will live lives of luxury and plenty, inflicting mandates and regulations upon their subjects. The coronavirus crisis will go away, eventually. And what do you think it'll be replaced with? Well, a climate disaster or a climate crisis or a scarcity scare or cyber pandemic. All of these are part of these agendas. If you just go to the World Economic Forum, they have them all lined up for you. And you can take your pick, just throw a dart. It'll be a crisis to foment a sense of perpetual disaster in order for them to implement their master New World Order plan. Now, oppressors have always wanted people to believe their lives are fated, and they live in a prison, and there's no escape. It's the key to successful slavery. There's nothing you can do about what's going on, so they hope that you'll roll over and play dead. Because the science says, well, it's hopeless, guys. Do what you're told. That's what Anthony Fauci said in 2020 before he single-handedly saved Christmas by holding Santa at gunpoint and personally giving him the vaccine. So as the year comes to an end and another begins, the contemplation of time, well, it's passing, of course. The days go by and days become weeks and weeks become months. And then, of course, another new year and resolutions. And how do you keep safe? And how do we take residence in as many minds as we can? That's how governments operate, right? We want to climb into your head. And then we're going to continue to impose lockdowns on people that are creating suffering. This is their goal. That we create suffering on a vast, unimaginable scale so that people will say, deliver us from our suffering. Deliver us from our pain. Do something. So it's going to continue into 2021. It's going to continue until we give ourselves the gift of agency in the new year. If there's anything that you need to give yourself in 2021, it's the gift of agency. It's just like we gave ourselves self-imposed imprisonment in 2020. 2021 has to be the year that we finally get fed up and we give ourselves agency. We unlock the locks, we take off the chains, and we say, we're going to live our lives now. I mean, we set the clocks ahead, we set the clocks backwards, we follow, we alternate rhythms to keep us guessing, we do all these things that they tell us to do, like we run around like sheep or cattle, whatever you want to use. I mean, things are kind of slow. Of course, there's 5G to speed up everything else, right? They'll reset your future. You're going to be part of the Internet of Things. Everything will be so fast that you won't know whether you're coming or going or running in place. I mean, this is how it is, right? I mean, past research has shown that time flies when people have fun. But to our knowledge, no research has examined how we perceive time when things are going bad, or when people are lying to you, or when you're lying to someone else. They're just finding that, you know, if you are lying or if you're being deceived, time moves a lot slower. This would describe why 2020 has felt like a decade rather than a year, right? I mean, it seems like time's gone so slow. We're finally sprinting to that finish line in 2020. But 2021 is not going to mean a damn thing to anybody unless we give ourselves the gift of agency. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.